You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped a bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. We used to call it Schwann's, now the owners of Yellow, with an O, tell Wisconsin workforce officials it's getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November. The company is based in Minnesota. It's been delivering frozen food to homes since 1952. 79 people in Wisconsin will lose their jobs. The company blames problems with staffing and the food supply chain. Small farmers want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The current farm bill expires in less than a week. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Wisconsin is getting $3 million for new opioid treatment and recovery services in small towns. Core Treatment Services of Manitowoc will create new access points for services or expand existing access points. The money will also go to collaborate with social workers to make sure communities are getting the services they need. It's Banned Books Week. Peter Bromberg with the group Every Library says more restrictions on reading make banned books more important.
Having access to the stories of people who have different cultures, different beliefs, different perspectives, maybe different life experiences, and that builds an understanding and an empathy. That's the necessary grease on the wheels of a democracy and a pluralistic society.
More than 100 Wisconsin school districts have had books challenged since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A Duluth man was arrested in connection to a West Michigan Street stabbing on Sunday. According to the Duluth Police Department, the 24-year-old man was accused of stabbing a 35-year-old woman in the arm at around 3 a.m. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say the two people involved did know each other, but have not shared what led to the stabbing. The man was arrested and is expected to be charged with second-degree assault. The investigation is ongoing. A Rice Lake man was arrested and charged with his 17th operating while intoxicated offense over the weekend. According to court documents, a woman called law enforcement authorities at around 8:15 on Friday night to report a truck that was swerving all over the road and crossing the center line, nearly colliding with traffic heading the opposite direction. Authorities tracked the license plate to 71-year-old Mark Allen Johnson's home and conducted a preliminary blood test, which showed a BAC of nearly 0.15. The Superior National Forest has received $10 million in federal funding for efforts to protect and preserve the area. According to forest officials, the Kawashiwi District and LaCroix District of the forest each received $5 million of funding for the Collaborative Wildfire Risk Reduction Program. The program seeks to protect the forest as a whole from wildfire dangers by using mechanical treatments or prescribed burns to clear dead trees that could exacerbate a wildfire. Part of the funding will also go towards educating the public. A Minnesota man who had not returned from a hunting trip in Pierce County over the weekend has been pronounced dead. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, 73-year-old Bruce Bang of Red Wing was out bow hunting on Friday, but did not return when he was expected to. At around 8:30, another hunter contacted police to report a man that appeared to be dead in the area. Authorities attempted life-saving measures when they arrived, but were unsuccessful. Authorities have not announced exactly how Bang was killed. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Monday as part of his statewide tour highlighting clean energy projects. Governor Evers stopped at the Superior Fire Department to see their electric response vehicles and solar array, which officials say prevents the release of over 267,000 pounds of carbon dioxide each year. Under the governor's clean energy plan, the state aims to reach 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050 and create over 40,000 jobs in the next few years. A Duluth Addiction Treatment Center has received a $100,000 donation. Members of a community race team took part in the annual Breezy Point 5K to support the Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge and raised over $100,000 for the cause. It was the 16th iteration of the race, which saw over 600 participants and volunteers. On Monday, they presented the $100,000 check to the organization's Duluth office. The remainder of the money raised went to a volunteer fire department. A Duluth man was arrested in connection to a drive-by shooting on Sunday. According to the Duluth Police Department, the shooting occurred in the Lester Park neighborhood at around 4:15 p.m. on Sunday. Authorities say while there were people in the home when the shooting occurred, nobody was reported injured. They also say the suspect and the residents of the home knew each other, though they have not revealed a possible motive for the shooting. A small amount of meth was also found on the suspect when he was brought to jail. The Duluth City Council voted unanimously to approve a flat levy increase of 1.85% at their Monday meeting. According to city officials, the flat levy increase will be paid for entirely by new economic growth, so the city council did not need to raise property taxes for the next year. Residents also used the public comment period to express their support for continued funding of the mobile crisis team. The council will hold a final vote on the levy increase and the more than $100 million budget in December.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first like four innings, they had like 12 hard contacts, and we had like two. But you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like this.
Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spin-offs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Mac show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actress says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actor says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. After a tumultuous exit from Taylor Sheridan's Yellowstone, Kevin Costner is hinting at a possible return. According to E! News, Costner said the story is not finished. The 69-year-old actor slammed the producers of the show earlier this year for what he called BS drama. At the time, he said he was focusing on his four-part film Horizon, an American saga. Since tearing into Yellowstone, his saga tanked at the box office, forcing Part 2 to only be available on streaming, with Parts 3 and 4 hanging in the balance. The second half of Season 5 of Yellowstone premieres on the Paramount Network November 10th. People cannot get enough true crime these days. The series premiere of Ryan Murphy's Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, drew over 12 million viewers on Netflix September 19th and 22nd. Enough eyes found the show to place it ahead of the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Sorry, Jeff. TheWrap.com reports that the show also made the top 10 viewing list in 89 countries. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We may get a little fog toward morning, our low upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.